You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If you've been following the Delphi investigation, if you're new to the Delphi investigation, this whole story, you're going, what is going on here? This is a video you are going to want to pay attention to. This is a video where we're going to walk you down a path of an alternative suspect. Although in reality, it feels a lot more like Richard Allen should have been the alternative suspect or not a suspect at all. When you look at the mountain of evidence that we're about to sift through, of just one of many individuals that may have been involved in some way, shape, or form in this case. Not saying murderer, but I'm saying involved, because this story we're about to tackle, the individual that we're about to discuss, we know they were involved. That's not even up for debate. Involved in communicating with a minor, one of the murdered little girls, communicating directly with this man right up until the point of her death. Communicating so much so. Talk of even meeting at the place where she died the day of. But that, according to Delphi investigators, is not evidence. That is not, it's not solid. It's, I mean, what the odds are on something like that. You have convicted child essayer, or Predator, or I should be correct here in this, because it's not an SA charge that Keegan Klein has been charged with. It's possessing and distributing CSAM material. Actively communicating with one of the girls up until the day she dies, talking about meeting up at the place where they die. And some of this person is not connected to the actual murders. What are the odds of those creepy ships passing in the night? There are moments in criminal investigations where the paperwork tells a story officials won't. You sift through enough affidavits, enough warrants, enough forensic timelines, and eventually the subtext starts screaming louder than the public statements ever did. And that's exactly what happens when you sit down with a probable cause affidavit that's tied to Keegan Anthony Klein, the man behind the Anthony Shots screen name account, the catfish persona that communicated with Liberty German in the hours before she and Abigail Williams were murdered on that bridge in Delphi. If you're not already watching us on YouTube, I want to hear your opinion, and YouTube is a place where you can air it in our comment section on the video. So if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, on whatever, Spotify, iHeart, awesome. Thank you. Please hit subscribe there, but also please do check out our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you'll find it. And you can find this video, same title and everything, and weigh in. We do read all of the comments, and we try to respond to as many as we can. So you read the affidavit, and suddenly the quiet parts aren't so quiet anymore. Suddenly you see an outline. An outline of a digital predator operating in the same time, the same region, using the same tactics, and talking to the same girl whose phone captured the final moments of her life. It doesn't prove who killed Libby and Abby. Nothing here really does, but it shows exactly why, less than 2 weeks after the murders, the FBI and Indiana State Police stormed a little house in Peru, Indiana, because they believed the man behind that account knew something. Not because he fit a sketch, not because they found his DNA, but because his digital fingerprints were all over the last known communications of a murdered child. And the affidavit tells a story, even if it never actually uses the word Delphi. When the Delphi murders happened, the world saw a grainy still frame of a man on a bridge and heard a 3-second recording of "Down the Hill." That was the face of the case. That was the anchor. And for a long time, that was the entire narrative. Catch the guy who walked behind the girls. As if that really means anything. On a busy trail, on a nice warm day, unseasonably warm day, this guy caught randomly somehow is magically the murderer. Keep telling everybody that's the guy and they'll believe it. We have no evidence to think that's the guy or say that's the guy. But if we just keep saying that's the guy, it makes us look like we got some guy because we currently don't have any guy. And we're screwing up these solid leads that we do have to a guy. But quietly in the background, there was another investigation happening, one that almost no one talked about. A digital lead that didn't come with a dramatic footage or iconic images. A lead that existed on Instagram and Snapchat, buried behind a handsome model's stolen photo and a username that sounded harmless. Anthony Shots. This affidavit is the roadmap to that hidden side of the investigation. It's not flashy, it's not sensational, but if you want to understand why police were inside the Klein home just 12 days after the murders, this is where your answers come from. It's a digital autopsy of a predator's devices, and it's the connective tissue between the catfish account and the Delphi girls. And there's a lot of questions here, because when you realize that within 12 days they knew this guy was dealing in CSAM material, why the F did it take 3 years to actually arrest him? and charge him with anything. Not related to this crime. You're communicating with the girls. You have this material. You're good. Why are you running away from this suspect that has, like, he's glowing. There's a spotlight. Look, this is horrible looking. This is almost like slam dunkish type material. No, it's good. It's good. Why would you walk away from that? Does he know something else? Does he have information about you? About people closer to the case? Something people don't want to have come out? Well, multiple people involved in this case? That people have a vested interest in not having a light shown on because it happens to intermingle in the shady side of the world across the dark side of the tracks where Anthony Schatz exists? And that would directly contradict the world where maybe people on the other side of the tracks, supposed good guys, live? Is there too much overlap here? Somebody dipping their toe in the cesspool over there? Or diving in or swimming or hanging out in the cesspool hot tub on the weekends? And you don't want that coming out. I don't know. Pure speculation. But when you don't have answers as to how the hell this was all just... your mind starts to wonder. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm asking questions. Because the truth is this. The first major action police took in the Delphi case was not on the bridge. It was Keegan Klein's phone. On February 13th of 2017, two girls go missing on the hiking trail. February 14th, their bodies are found. February 25th, ISP and the FBI raid Keegan Klein's home. 12 days from the murder scene to search warrant. You know how rare that is in a case without a suspect description, without a vehicle, without DNA back yet, without any identified adult men seen with the girls? It doesn't happen unless law enforcement has something incredibly specific. And they did! Inside the affidavit, the reason becomes clear. Police had traced the Anthony Schatz account, the last online account to communicate with Liberty German, back to this house, back to this exact home, back to this exact IP address, back to this exact man. How would he not be charged and arrested? Yeah, good question. That was not a coincidence. It wasn't a hunch. It was a digital trail. Instagram, Snapchat, Comcast, IP logs, subpoenas, all arrows pointing to the Klein home. The affidavit doesn't say Delphi, but the timeline does. The urgency does. The fact that the FBI showed up in person does. The fact that Keegan was polygraphed that same day does. You don't get that response unless the person behind that account was connected to something far more serious than catfishing. According to the affidavit, the Anthony Schatz account was created in the summer of 2016, July 14th for Snapchat, July 20th for Instagram. The profile used images of a handsome, wealthy male model. Stolen, of course, because Keegan Klein is a large, oafy-looking buffoon that looks like he probably eats, you know, pretty much a walk-in cooler of McDonald's spoiled items on a daily basis while looking at CSAM material. That's putting it nicely. It's built around a fantasy persona designed specifically to attract the attention of young teenage girls. Because to be completely honest, I don't know that Anthony Schatz could attract a mangy raccoon to find him attractive. A 22-year-old man pretending to be glamorous, chiseled, high school boy. The affidavit lays out Keegan's own confession. He made the account. He used it to talk to minors. He knew their ages. He didn't care. He moved girls from Instagram to Snapchat because the messages disappeared. He asked for pictures, and he saved those pictures, hundreds of them. And he admitted he admitted to, well, you know, with them. Lovely guy, you know, the type you'd trust to date your daughter. This was not occasional behavior. This wasn't impulsive. It was calculated, repeated, and deliberate. And this pattern, the exact digital grooming pattern, which is what matched the communication style of Anthony Schatz, used with Liberty German. Find girl, compliment girl, escalate chat, move platforms, ask age, ignore answers, request photo, request location, request a meetup. The affidavit spells out this entire blueprint step by step. This wasn't something or someone dabbling. This was someone hunting. And this is where the outline tightens. This is where the story inside the affidavit intersects with the story unfolding in Delphi, because everything the affidavit shows, the MO, the grooming, the escalation, the insistence on Snapchat, the request for location, the disregard for age, all of it lines up with what the public later learned was happening on Libby's phone. Investigators confirmed years later, Liberty German communicated with the Anthony Schatz account shortly before her murder. And when you compare the affidavit to the Delphi timeline, the parallels are stunning. Libby was talking to a boy who wasn't a boy, talking to a persona that Keegan admits he created, engaging in a conversation designed to move her to Snapchat, engaging in a conversation where the other party attempts to meet her. Nothing in the affidavit says Keegan met Libby. Nothing says he harmed her. Nothing puts him on the bridge, but the digital fingerprints are undeniable. The account she spoke with was his. That is why police were in his living room 12 days after the murders. When police executed the warrant, they didn't just take one phone. They took six devices, an entire ecosystem of child exploitation, iPhones, Androids, a tablet, iPod Touch, every single one of them containing evidence, hundreds of images, some allegedly as young as 3 years old. Yeah. If you're in prison right now with this piece of shit, and you got nothing to lose, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. That's a lot of extra breath that's taking up space in those cells. I can't imagine it smells good. Videos, screenshots, cloud links, save files from Snapchat, save files from Kick, save files from MeetMe, chats where he used multiple fake personas, including pretending to be his own stepsister. It was a factory of exploitation, and that's not hyperbole. The affidavit lists file after file after file, practically a catalog of criminal evidence. This is the part most people never hear about because it gets overshadowed by the Delphi story. But to understand why people stayed locked on to Klein for years, you have to understand the scale of what they found. This wasn't a couple illegal images. This was a man who built an empire of deception to manipulate and exploit children. And that's exactly the type of digital predator who would try to get a girl alone at a park or a trail, which is precisely what Anthony Schatz's account attempted to do with Libby. Huh? Shocker, eh? The timeline inside the affidavit is brutal in its precision. 12:30 p.m., search warrant executed. 12:35, Keegan's father interviewed. 1:25 p.m., Keegan interviewed afternoon. Keegan admits to catfishing, grooming, soliciting evening. Keegan polygraph, 7:30, polygraph ends. Night, Keegan taken home. This was not routine. This was an emergency. You don't polygraph CSAM suspects the same day unless there's another critical issue tied to the same device. They weren't worried about Kick messages from 6 months ago. They were worried about the girl he had talked to 12 days ago. That is why you see the urgency, the speed, the sequencing. This was the digital side of the Delphi investigation in real time. And then comes the moment that seals why investigators stayed on him. A guilty person panics. when police show up. A person with nothing to hide does not go home after hours of interrogation and immediately begins surgically deleting every piece of evidence that ties them to a teenage girl they were talking to. Yet that's exactly what Keegan did. According to the affidavit, at 9:19 p.m., Snapchat deleted, 10:14, Instagram deleted, next day MeetMe deleted, then reinstalled, then deleted again, then browser history wiped, the entire data caches cleared. This didn't happen over the course of 2 weeks. This wasn't sloppy panic. This was precision, methodical destruction of the exact apps he used to talk to hundreds of minors. And all of this started hours after police asked him about communications tied to the Delphi murders. This is not proof that he harmed Libby or Abby, but it is undeniable proof that he feared the evidence on that phone. When someone destroys evidence this aggressively and this quickly, it is because that evidence is relevant to something far bigger than what they admitted to. The affidavit reveals something else, something that always gets overshadowed, but should definitely not be ignored. This is a big piece of this story. Keegan had a go bag packed to leave Indiana. He had plans to flee while his father slept. He had a second bag packed for Las Vegas. And according to his own statements, he had already traveled there shortly after the murders and returned home the day police stormed his house. That trip has never been fully explained. Said he wanted to get away. Said he was scared. Said he was effed. And should have left. Why would you be any of those things if you have absolutely nothing to do with this crime? And maybe that's all it was, panic. But panic about what? The affidavit makes it very clear what he knew he'd done, grooming minors, soliciting images, but he'd been doing that for years. That behavior alone wouldn't trigger this level of panic. Yet suddenly, weeks after the murders, he's ready to leave the state in the middle of the night? Again, not proof of involvement, but proof of fear. Fear of what investigators would find? Fear of what they were looking for? Fear that his online communications were tied to a crime bigger than the ones he was admitting to? After analyzing the evidence, the affidavit shows a man whose digital behavior perfectly matches what investigators later said happened to Libby. He groomed. He lied about his identity. He pushed teens to Snapchat. He collected images of them, unclothed like trophies. He asked girls to meet him. He asked where they were, who they were with. He targeted Indiana minors repeatedly. He geolocated content from towns all over the region. Everything he did online fits the same patterns the Anthony Schatz persona used with Liberty German. And while nothing in the affidavit ties him to the physical crime scene, the digital overlap is significant enough that police acted on it immediately and reacted on it again years later. Here's the part that makes no sense. And I touched on it a little bit earlier. But this really matters. Because this is a weird deviation of behavior. Okay, you're on him. The investigators are on him. This looks promising. This looks like it might be something. Here's a part that makes no sense. Unless the Delphi case was involved. After all of this, the confession, the forensics, the images, the admissions, the deleted apps, police walked away and did nothing for 3 full years. You mean he wasn't arrested immediately on these other charges of having this material and at least held or charged with that? Nope. Let's spell this out a little bit. In February of 2017, police had a full confession, hundreds of CSAM images, videos, screenshots, chats, forensic logs, IP addresses, Keegan's own statements, multiple devices loaded with evidence, location-based images, contact with victims, his destruction of evidence, his attempted flight. This is the kind of case prosecutors sit on? This is a kind of case investigators ignore? Huh? No, this is not that. This is not the type of case a prosecutor should sit on. This is not the kind of case investigators ignore. This is not the kind of case that waits. But it did. It did. CSAM charges typically get filed fast, very fast, because children are involved, because distribution is involved, because possession is involved, because these cases are slam dunks, and yet, nothing. No charges until 2020. I would love to hear the reasoning why. I would love to understand and learn why there were no charges against the guy that you got dead to rights on CSAM charges, waits 3 years. I know no one has ever asked you that. I don't know, maybe too much Botox to someone's head that they couldn't think, this might be a viable question. You don't want to ask those tough questions when you want to get super close to people. 3 years of silence, 3 years of a confessed predator walking free. You can't ignore that timeline. You can't explain it away as paperwork delay. There is no 3-year paperwork delay on a case involving hundreds of images of children, some as young as 3 years old. So what does the affidavit show? That the case was dormant until April of 2020, when suddenly the case is reassigned. Forensic meetings begin, surveillance starts, charges are prepared, police publicly re-announce an Anthony Schatz connection. Everything reactivates all at once when Delphi investigators overhaul their digital review. Is that proof of anything? No. But is the kind of coincidence that deserves scrutiny? Yeah. The only major active case connected to Klein in 2017 was Delphi. So the only logical explanation for a delay this long is that he was tied to something bigger than CSAM. Again, not guilt, not involvement in the murders per se. Just a fact. Police treated him differently than any other CSAM suspect in the state. And the affidavit lays out exactly why. By the time you reach the end of the document, one truth becomes obvious. This affidavit is not about a random child exploitation case. This is the digital backbone of the Delphi investigation. It doesn't accuse Keegan of murder. It doesn't place him at the crime scene. It doesn't say he met the girls, but it does say he was the catfish. He was the one who talked to Libby. He was contacted because of the murders. He destroyed evidence afterwards. He fled the state. He groomed minors aggressively. He created the persona that lured Libby. He was searched specifically because of the Delphi timeline. His arrest was delayed under circumstances that make sense only if investigators were holding him open as part of a much larger case. And none of that came from rumor, speculation, or conspiracy. It came straight from the affidavit. So what in the holy hell is going on here? When people ask, how is Keegan Klein connected to the Delphi girls? The affidavit is the answer. Not because it proves guilt, not because it proves involvement, but it shows in stunning detail he was the man behind the digital mask. He was the one talking to Libby. He was the reason the FBI kicked down his door. He was the one deleting evidence the moment police dropped him off. And he was the predator operating in their social media orbit at the exact moment they were murdered. And oh yeah, the local Delphi investigators fired the FBI from the case. You didn't know they could do that? They can do that. Although, depending on the investigator you talk to, one says so-and-so fired it. The other's like, I have no idea. Those girls deserve better. Those families deserve better. Those families that the investigators convinced, we got our guy. It's the CVS worker who has really no documented history, but it couldn't possibly be these monsters that we've already knocked down their doors of. Got too close to the sun and quickly flew back away from, because that's what that looks like. It's why, what? In an investigation that has always felt split between the physical world and the digital one, this document is the missing link between the two. It explains the urgency, it explains the early moves, it explains the later revisits, and it explains the three-year investigative silence in a way that no press conference ever has. Still leaving thousands of questions. The affidavit doesn't solve Delphi, but it does something almost as important. It shows you why investigators believed that whoever killed those girls didn't operate in isolation. When they were seriously looking at the case, when they were seriously investigating it initially, someone somewhere was already talking to at least one of the girls. And that someone was using the name Anthony Schatz. And the man behind that account was named Keegan Anthony Klein. So why, when you get so close to some of these very questionable characters, characters with such damning evidence around them, why do you suddenly walk away? Especially if it shows involvement of multiple people. Pure speculation. But I'm going to guess one of those multiple people within this orbit of Keegan Klein and several others is someone you won't expect. Someone who has a much more vested interest in not having their identity known, of being involved with this sort of activity. Who that is? Why that is, I do not know the answer to. When you get the good guys crossing the tracks over to the bad guys, and you look, this is human nature. In any ecosystem, you're going to inevitably have some of that going on. As far as how bad it gets when somebody crosses the tracks to the other side, is up to each individual that we're talking about in each individual case. But people do that sort of thing. And they don't want to get caught. And if they have power, money, influence, and they see, oh, ooh, this could accidentally shine a light over here on me, and I might not have anything to do with, per se, these girls, or maybe you do. And I'm not talking about Keegan. But you see that path that you thought no one was traveling on except you and your creepy buddies. And suddenly there's a giant spotlight there and hundreds of people with microphones going, why are you following this path? You turn around pretty quick. Why did they turn around pretty quick? That is the question. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You will find a lot on this case there. We've been following it for years, and we're going to keep following it until the truth in this case is revealed. Because the truth, the answer to this, it's still hiding. It's still in the darkness. And justice has not yet been delivered for Abby and Libby. If you're interested in that, please do press subscribe and weigh in with your thoughts. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.